Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
Okay, my name is Dries Bethart. I'm the founder and project lead of Drupal. My experience this week has been great. For me, the best thing about the conference is actually meeting the various people and, you know, being able to put a face on a name and making, you know, that face-to-face connection, if you will, because I do think that changes the relationship that you have with a person going forward. Makes it easier, if you will, to work together.
Yeah, I was talking to John Van Dyke, and he was talking about sort of the initial sort of conferences that were held in Antwerp and just the way that it's sort of almost doubled each year. You want to sort of just speak to what's it feel like to be sort of at the helm of a community that's doubling?
Well, it's, to be honest, it's pretty hard to believe even. So, you know, it's, I'm amazed as anyone else, I think. I don't know. It's like, the funny thing is, it's, my brain is unable to grasp how it can continue to grow. And like, I've had it all the time. Actually, I thought this, the exact same thing like 3 years ago, like, you know, how can this possibly grow bigger? And yet somehow it always seems to do. And so, you know, even today, I the exact same feeling. So it's hard for me to imagine that it will double again, but we'll see.
And so in terms of the community of Drupal, what I think is interesting about the community is there's Acquia, but it's not just Acquia, like, say, WordPress. There's Automattic, but there's not sort of the same ecosystem. Maybe you could sort of, like, what makes the Drupal community sort of unique in that way?
Right. So I think one of the beautiful things about the Drupal community that it's built by everyone, you know. It's a group of many, you know, people. It's a group of many companies. And each of these companies, they bring, you know, they're a little piece to the puzzle. And together, we actually make for, you know, a very strong team. And ultimately, I think that's a much better model than an open source model where most of the development and most of the marketing and, you know, is driven by a single company. So, you know, I think having that distributed is actually, you know, one of our strengths.
And so where do you see sort of the future of Drupal in the context of, say, like WordPress and Ning and all these other systems? And where do you see sort of Drupal playing a part in this evolving sort of web that we have?
There's a couple of missions for Drupal, I think. In the short term, you know, I think we want to make it easier for people to use Drupal because as we listen to people and, you know, as we read on the web, a lot of people are still struggling with Drupal. And so one of my personal ambitions, and I hope, you know, those reflect, you know, many other people in the communities, to make it actually easier for people to build sort of any website that they want to build at, you know, any point in time. Long term, I think, you know, we have an important role to play in sort of reinventing the web in terms of more open data, you know, the semantic web and all of these things to make the next big step from the current web to the next sort of version of the web, which is, you know, less about pages, more about data and interoperability.
And so I was at the University of Baltimore usability testing for a few of the sessions and sort of got a peek into sort of the pain points of Drupal 6 and even Drupal 7 that they were testing. And so, you know, we've got sort of an aggressive September 1st deadline that we have. So what do you sort of see as sort of the next steps as what Mark Bolton is being hired on to do with what the usability team is doing and what sort of the larger Drupal community can do?
Right. So, I mean, obviously, I think the goal is to have, you know, Mark Bolton work closely together with the usability team. You know, and given that, I think there is a unique opportunity for both of them to really deeply collaborate. I think Mark Bolton and Lisa, they have their strengths. I think they should probably focus, you know, it's up to them to define, but I think they have an opportunity to focus on the more sweeping changes, which are non-trivial to make. And they have actually the time to do a lot of, you know, user testing. Like, for example, with the D.O redesign, they did 12 iterations, and between every iteration, they did, like, actual testing with users. You know, very time-consuming, takes months. And I think that's potentially their strength. And then where I think the usability team can help is, I mean, there's a long list of smaller issues, but equally important issues that need to be addressed. and also they can feed a lot of knowledge into, you know, into the process of Mark and Lisa. So I think combined, it actually is very, you know, it's actually very complementary, I think. And I hope that, you know, that the usability improvements will be one of the biggest items on the change log, if you will, of the Drupal 7 release. So I'm very excited about that, and I hope we'll be able to make that work.
And so I'm just curious, because it seems like you've got a lot on your plate with, you've got Acquia, you've got Mullum, you've got sort of the core committer of Drupal, you're the president of the Drupal Association, and you're a husband and father. So I'm just curious, how do you sort of balance all of those roles?
Yeah, I mean, I work very long days. That's one thing. My primary role, you know, is being the Drupal project lead, and then, you know, and being the CTO of Acquia. Mullum is, you know, it's very exciting company, but it's a bootstrap company, so it's less resource intensive and time consuming for me. And obviously, being a father, every day I spend time with my family. Every day I allocate time to help with the cooking, to help with the dishes, and to help, you know, putting Axel in bed and in bed. And so, you know, that's fun too. But when I'm not doing the family thing, I'm probably working on one of these other things.
And so what do you see as sort of the future of the role of Acquia in terms of sort of moving forward the Drupal project?
You know, one of the reasons I started Acquia is because if you look at other big open source projects like Linux, like MySQL, often they're backed by a venture-backed company that provides commercial support. And I think, again, that it's very complementary with the existing Drupal ecosystem. You know, a lot of creative agencies, people building websites, a lot of those people, but not everyone, a lot of those people, they want to move from project to project, and they don't necessarily care about doing the support. You know, what they specialize in is, you know, the creative work, the building of a website. So Acquia complements that in that we can provide those people's customers with commercial-grade support. We don't actually build websites. You know, we help people maintain their website and help them with configuration problems and, you know, stuff like that. So I think, you know, it's actually making the Drupal community stronger. So that's what I hope Acquia's role will be.
And when you think about spam on the internet, which I'm sure you do a lot with Mullum these days, but it seems like a classic build a better mousetrap problem where you figure out a way to sort of prevent the spam, and then the machines get smarter and smarter. And so, you know, how do you sort of see that playing out down the road with Mullum, and what type of things do you have to do to constantly adapt?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that's the important thing, of course, is being able to constantly adapt to what the spammers do. And the way we approach that in Mullum is that, you know, the system is self-learning, and every person or every site that is using Mullum, they participate in making Mullum better. So whenever spam gets through, they have the option to report those mistakes back to Mullum, and Mullum will, you know, almost in real time, if you will, you know, learn from these mistakes and get better. And so as the Mullum install base grows, and as the technology gets better as well, we will be able to fight spam much more faster, you know, hopefully in almost real time. So we'll never be perfect, but I think we'll be able to do a pretty damn good job fighting spam.
And so what do you sort of see as, you know, I know you don't like to strictly have like a firm roadmap, or maybe you do now with Acquia's role. I don't know if that's changing, but, you know, what between now and sort of the code freeze, what were the things that you'd really like to see get into the Drupal core?
Right. I mean, I still think there shouldn't be a formal roadmap, and there isn't one. You know, as I said earlier, I think every company brings a little piece to the table, and, you know, the piece that I would like to see Acquia bring to the table is some usability improvements. You know, hopefully other companies will also contribute to the usability of Drupal, and other companies will add features to Drupal, which is not something Acquia is currently focused on. So I think, honestly, I think the success of Drupal is the fact that people contribute the things they care about, and ultimately these tend to be the things that matter. And so, you know, not having a roadmap, you know, doesn't limit our thinking in a way. And so I hope to see many different contributions from different people in the community, and then hopefully the best ideas get accepted into core through the, you know, regular community process.
But there's really nothing like semantic web or anything like that? Or I mean, it seems like there could be some.
Yeah, we'd love to see more RDF stuff in core. As I said, like, we're slowly going from, you know, initially the internet was about connecting machines together. Then we started to connect, you know, connecting pages together, and now we're starting to connect different pieces of data. And the RDF stuff plays an important role in that. So, you know, I think it's important for Drupal, you know, in the long term, that we start to support RDF and RDFA so that we can, you know, continue to play an important role in the future of the web.
Great. Well, thanks, Dries.
Welcome.